الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah forgive me, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Mazhar Sahab. Adhamullah Fuyudhum. He's sitting here to speak in front of Hazrat. He's gustakhi, he's not fit, it's be'adabi, it's disrespect. But just to say a few things, inshallah, with regard to the honorable position of Hazrat also. Inshallah, just before Hazrat starts speaking, we'll just try and introduce all. There are many brothers outwardly that we know who Maulana Mazhar Sahib is. But who he really is, Allah put it in our hearts. In the same strain, what we have been trying to explain to ourselves, to all of us, that there are many things about ourselves also that we don't know. We think we know, like we think we know who Maulana Mazhar Sahib is, but really if we go and see, we know the name. But further than that, we don't know. Like that about our own selves, we don't know so many things. How many of our faults which are within us, and we don't know them. Our mind doesn't go. Our nafs, which is our chief enemy, it blinds us to our own faults. And it makes us see the faults of other people all the time, and we don't see our own faults. And the reason the nafs does that, it seems that the nafs blinds us because it wants its enjoyment more. And if it shows itself false, we see our faults, then afterwards the nafs knows it won't get its enjoyment. And this nafs, this body of us, which is made of sand and water, it wants all that enjoyment. One example, which perhaps not so easy to understand also, Allah make it that I understand, we all understand, is when we sit at a dastarkhan. We have eaten, we are full. Now that one samosa stuff. Then it comes in our mind, I must take that samosa. It was very nice. Or the soup that came at the beginning. Now the soup is gone. I wish the bowl can come back again. Now this is all nafs. We have eaten already. But this is all the nafs. We want this extra. We want that extra. Similarly, because we haven't even recognized that we got our nafs and he's our dushman, he's our enemy. So we find generally our dastarkhan, Even all people, pious people, righteous people also, in our homes also, things are just increasing. Not only one chutney, now three kinds of chutneys. Not one achar, three achar. And all this is the desires of the nafs. No problem, it's permissible. But we allow it to go into the permissible, it will go into the haram. And today there are so many things, like Maulana Hassan Hafiji of Cape Town, who spoke last night, he said all the doubtful things. He said haram is out of the question. But today, doubtful food that we are eating, that is causing all our problems. One of our other friends said, all the social evils that have come. We speak about social media, etc., or many other things also. He told me, it seems that our income is the wrong. So the natural result of that will also be that all these amal will come. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told the Rusul, Anbiya alayhi salam, Mursaleen, Ya ayyuhar Rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat of the tayyib, the healthy, wholesome, in which there is no doubt. Eat of that food. Then the natural result is wa'amalu saliha. You will do righteous actions. But when our food has been now so contaminated, and perhaps we don't realize it, our enemy is more aware of it. They put haram into their stomachs. Wherever we can be, put haram into their stomachs. And then let them carry on with the ibadah. They make themselves happy. Whole night tahajjud also. Whole night zikr, nawafil. Everything else we do. But when that haram has entered, ask ourselves, Shabi Qadr, or rather when Quran Sharif is made khatam in the world. Most masjids nowadays, 29th night. Even Haramain Sharifain, when they make khatam, 2 million, 3 million people. And what du'as are made in the Haramain. And everyone crying and saying Ameen. But the condition of the Ummah is deteriorating all the time. And not only Haramain, Sharifain, the whole world. How many Quran khatams? Today, Alhamdulillah, Allah has shown us that great day that in every town, not only Masjid, one Jamaat of Taraweeh, 5, 10, 15, 20 places in the houses, in the garages, in the warehouses, Quran Sharif Khatam is taking place. And at the end, the dua at the end of Khatam Quran is maqbool, is mustajab. But they have calculated method that just put all the wrong things in their stomachs and let them carry on with their ibadah. No problem. We will encourage them. You can work by a non-Muslim many places. They will arrange for you water for your istinja. They will arrange flat toilet for you also. But your eating, they will put something else. And now you can carry on. Whole life you can carry on. They are free. What Hajjaj did when he came onto the throne, those Abdal, 40 people, he gave them one dawah and he put the wrong things in their food. And he says, now I don't care of their bad-dua. It can't harm me anymore. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we see our faults, that our eyes go to our faults. And then that we realize we got a nafs with us. Today we are like unconscious. Last night we tried to speak, myself, all of us think, did we think that this nafs which is my dushman is with me when I entered my house? It was with me when I went to bed. When I got up, it is with me. All the time it is with me. And Ammara Bissu, it tells us lot over. Do that wrong. How is a person going to safeguard himself? And also remember, today we're speaking of mobile phone, cell phone, internet, WhatsApp, Instagram, all these things we are speaking. Some time ago when TV came, it was the biggest evil in the world. Then VCR came, the grandmother of TV came. Then after that something, and now this, it's going to carry on. Till we don't control our nafs, these things are just going to come one after the other. If we control our nafs, you can have an internet on your phone, you can have everything. You won't go to one wrong thing. If somebody sends you something filthy, immediately you will delete it. If nafs is under control. And so the root cause we are not looking. We are looking at all the problems. The tree is not giving fruit. So what we do, we take the hose pipe, water, and we water the tree, the leaves, make them nice, like shining with water. Not going to help us get to the root. The problem is in the root. There are some worms, ants, or something, other deficiency. Work on the root. So till our nafs is not under control, it's going to be a problem. And that is the reason we have our mashayikh here. And we listen to them, as Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Damat Barakatum, was explaining, that we do what our mashayikh tell us. And tell them what to bring our nafs under control. And at the beginning, we can't just go one shot. We know it's almost impossible. So at the beginning, still have the permissible. Try and cut out all the haram. And there's so much of haram in our lives. For example, we don't think, but lying has become so common. A person with his wife is speaking, there's no need to lie. But we call it a white lie and justify it. And we speak a lie. How many times the mother will tell the children, you must tell your father like this. It's a lie. She's teaching the child to lie. How is the child going to come up? And also don't blame the children of today. We, the parents, are to blame. We haven't got our nerves under control. How can the children have theirs under control? When that will come, when we will consider this and we control our nerves, then inshallah we will bring up our children also like that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a Muslim and lying cannot go together. But today we lie so much. It's unbelievable. And we're not realizing it. We are thinking others are bad. Those people who are not in sunnah dress, for example, those who are not performing their namaz, etc., those people are far from deen. We are in deen. We are all right. And our titles are destroying us. Maulana sahab, qari sahab, mufti sahab, imam sahab, haji sahab, that I'm all right. But really, just try and look little bit in ourselves. We will see how we are faulty. Unbelievably, we are faulty. And very, very fortunate is that person on whom Allah opens his own faults. And one of the clearest signs of that is you won't see the faults of others. As somebody explained this morning, that Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, a person who is not his murid, then if he had just 99 evils and one good, he would look at that good of his. And who is his murid? If he had 99 good qualities and one bad quality, he would look at that and rectify that. So this is how we will see, but Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Anyway, in this ayat, at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. And this is also something which is obvious to us. Jannat, Jahannam, life of Akhirat, not how it's going to come, and more than that, Qabr's life. And there are people, 10,000 years they are in their Qabr. They are how long in their Qabr? It is one of the two. Either it's a beautiful garden of Jannat, or it's a pit of Jahannam. Now, 8,000 years, and we going also, we are on our way. And we don't know when we're going, and if it's Khuda na khasta, Khuda na khasta, how can we ever imagine also what it will be like? It's not only a fire, it's the malaika of punishment also. Not only the malaika who give punishment, it is snakes and scorpions there, and there's no escape from there. In fact, really, in this world there is no escape from Allah Ta'ala. We are in the grift, in the prison of Allah. And Allah's prison is also ajeeb. Allah Ta'ala can put you into a literal prison, in a real prison, what we know. And it's a problem. Allah can leave you free and put you in a prison. Within yourself, Allah Ta'ala can make you so parishan in yourself, you are in a prison, you are in your home, but you are in a prison all the time. You are not free. So Allah protect us. So that we have to keep in mind, our Akhirat. And on the other side, Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained that Shauq-e Watan, lot of wonderful ahadith and condition which will be of Jannat. When before a person passes away, Malaika of Rahmat are there. And they come with all the beautiful branches of the trees of Jannah. And they come with every leaf has got a different color, a different beautiful fragrance. Malakul Maut comes in the most beautiful form and takes out the soul, and it just wants to go out. Like a bird just flies out of the cage. Like that the Ruh wants to go. The other side, we won't speak now, inshallah, but like this. When a person dies, and then his family members come and meet him again. Those who had passed away before, he meets them again. And they welcome him. In so much detail, Maulana has written that the malaika tell to those people, he's just gone through the ordeal of maut and the questioning in the qabr, let him rest, then you people can come and meet him. But they are eager to meet, so you meet them. So much detail also has come that if the husband had passed away before the wife, and somebody else of that family locality passes away and is also of Jannat, Allah make us all of Jannat, then that husband who passed away, he even asked if my wife remarry again. That also, so there is a connection, a very strong connect. Don't cut out that life. Keep that life in our mind. And then the enjoyment of the qabr. What enjoyment there is. Great, great enjoyment. The day of Qiyamah will come. There will be torments and what it will be the day of. But Allah will keep them very, very, relatively, very safe. And they won't have this parishani. Pul Sirat, they will cross easily. And death is also not an easy task to go on to Pul Sirat, to pass over. And then on the other side, may Allah grant us all the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, Medan of Hisab and Kitab, the details of it also are very frightening. And whose book Allah will check, that person is already destroyed. Who Allah Ta'ala just lets go, that person will be saved. Then the ni'mat of Jannat, when a person, it is narrated, when a person will enter Jannat and he will see the Hurul Ain for 40 years measurement of this world. There is no time measurement. 40 years his eyes won't blink. Yeah, our eyes have to blink all the time. Naturally, they have to blink. His eyes won't blink. He won't look right, he won't look left. Who is this such a, for 40 years, imagine. Yeah, we can't keep a nikah for 40 minutes also. For 40 hours we can't keep a nikah. Yeah, you will just look at her. And then she will say, is there only looking? Isn't there anything else to do also? What will be the condition of that person? Then for 70 years he will embrace her. For 70 years. And her saliva, her mouth, taste will be so sweet that if one drop of saliva comes into the seven seas of the world, salty water, all that water will become sweet. Now your lips are with the lips of such a woman whose saliva is so sweet, whose beauty cannot be described ever. And then what and what other ni'mat? Husband and wife will be sitting on rocking chairs facing one another. Those beautiful thrones that will be studded with diamond and gold and silver, and not dunya's gold and silver. This in actual fact, the genuine is also artificial. The genuine here is also artificial. There will be the gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and pearls of Jannah. And they will be on rocking thrones, and they will be speaking of one. You'll never get tired there. La yabghuna anha hiwala. Never will you want to even leave. Yeah, we get tired. You go for a holiday, you are tired. The wife now, she says, my fingers until I don't start cooking again, I don't feel right. And the husband says, till I don't press the till, and the till starts ringing, I don't feel nice. I have to be back again. The holidays we get tired of. And but in Jannah, forever and ever. How beautiful. The ground of Jannah will be made of such superior quality, not like our ground here. And what gold and rubies and diamonds that will be spread on the ground. Whatever, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ خَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Whatever you will ask for, whatever you will desire, it will come. The fruit of Jannah will come down the branches to you. And you will pick it, and immediately it will be replaced with another fruit. When you will eat it, the first bite you take, so sweet and enjoyable. The next bite, even more sweeter and enjoyable. Yeah, in this world we eat a guava, and wonderful sweet, and we tell, oh, how wonderful this guava is. When you want to take your next bite, you see a worm walking there. And the more sweeter the guava, the more riper it becomes, the more the worms. Now you wonder how many worms I've eaten already. And the fruit of Jannah, you will take a bite and a hurul ain will come out. What will be that we cannot end forever? Khalideena fiha abada. The palaces of Jannah. No maintenance work. No, today the tap is leaking. No, tomorrow there's one bulb is now you have to replace it. No, basic charges of electricity, water, nothing. No charges. So you don't have to go and find that my account has come too high here now. And now you have to rectify nothing. You just have to enjoy. And forever and ever. And your enjoyment will just increase all the time. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when hearing about Jannah is so enjoyable, think for ourselves how enjoyable it will be when we are in there. And much more, we can't explain. La aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. And those Jannahs which Allah has kept for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Siddiqeen, etc., Allah has put a seal. The Malaika also don't know what is in that Jannah. There will be a person will be given a golden staff like a stick, and where he walks, the water of Zanjabila and all the beautiful drinks of Jannah, the sweet honey water that will be there, more whiter than milk, more sweeter than honey, and what enjoyable their drinks will be. They will follow you wherever you go. And how the beautiful goblets of the wine, of the enjoyment, of the love of Allah that will be there, that doesn't intoxicate you. And you can never complete and never comprehend what. So we have to keep. Don't only think my old age, I have to take a pension fund, and I have to take this, and I have to take that. Or I have to have a hospital plan. That is only till what we can think also. The real life starts, our real life starts at the time of mort. We are mu'mineen, we are muslimin, we are not limited to this world. In everything, the upbringing of our children, our houses, we have to keep the akhirat in mind. Am I going to be successful there, or am I going to be a failure there? ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That will be the great, great success. فَمَنْ زُحْصِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَعَلَ. That is the real success. Not of this dunya that we are seeing, one shop, 10 shops, halal money also. But today, how lot of haram is involved. Our transactions are gone out of order. Our holidays, unbelievable that how holidays, how much money we are spending. So for all this beautiful lifestyle, Allah says only two things you must do. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That person who has the sphere, I will have to stand in front of Allah. And yeah, if somebody interrogates you, the wife interrogates the husband, he starts sweating also. Husband interrogates the wife, parents interrogate children, and if it is your superior in the business, and if it is the police, and if it is the other different types of police departments, if it is the SARS, and they have to start interrogating. We know just when you get a thought of it also, that they might be coming to me, we know what happens to us. And this interrogation by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who knows everything. What we don't know ourselves of us, Allah knows that also. Why we doing something also, we don't know really. But that nafs inside made us go this way, made us look that way. We don't know, but Allah knows why you have been looking there. So Allah will be interrogating. How will that be? So a person who has this fear, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the next thing what to visualize this, make muraqabah, make, think of it. The next thing you have to do, then وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Now the only other thing, first think of this, I have to say. Now your nafs and all its desires. And which desires? Not all the desires of nafs you have to sacrifice. مرغوبات طبعية غير شرعية. Your natural desires, but which are contrary to Quran and Hadith. Contrary to the commands of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just think of that. And really, I will think for myself. I am filled with it. One friend of us, he told me, that you no more shouting us now, like in the bayans and shouting us. I didn't tell him anything, but I thought to myself, now I'm only shouting myself. That what now, Allah's further, whatever, and that is also still only the tip of the iceberg. Some of my faults have now come apparent to me. And how many there are more, Allah only knows. And so now I just shout myself. I can't shout anyone, I just have to shout myself. So if we can see these and we try and rectify, and a person naturally then resorts to tawbah and istighfar. And we don't have to become despondent. Don't have to become depressed. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah. Allah has given us the doors of tawbah and kept them wide open. Allah has not only permitted us to make, if you want to make tawbah, Allah has commanded us to make tawbah. How kind is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ashabi Ukhdud, those people that they were worshipping the king, and they were, when the people started worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wahdahu la sharik, he became very angry. He and his ministers, they dug a trench and they burned fire, and the flames were going high. Whoever believed in Allah, they were throwing them into the fire. A mother came with her little baby, milk drinking baby, and she doubted about that, my child, what will happen if I go in the fire? The child spoke out. This is one of the few babies that when it wasn't time for them to speak, they spoke. He said, Umma, isbiri fa innaki ala al-haq. Oh my mother, you make sabr. You go into the fire with me also. And you are on the truth. Anyway, when they did all this, how much trouble they caused to the Muslims. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in the ayat after that, people who hurt the Muslims like this, Allah says, I will take revenge from them. I will punish them. That they, the Muslims, they gave them just because they are Muslims, for nothing else. Then Allah, but in that ayat also Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ, those who don't make tawbah. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, in ye also, this terrible guna, Allah still gave his encouragement, make tawbah. The doors of tawbah. Even for them, Allah says, if you make tawbah, I will forgive. So we don't have to be despondent. Till that moment, the gharghara of mort starts, and the ruh is going out, till that time we got an opportunity to make tawbah. And as Maulana Yunus Daya explained, everything is not within our capacity. Have your share. Go and tell him, these are my gunas. Usually we, as Maulana explained, we speak all the good things. And we don't tell what our actual faults are. If we keep this in mind, فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي, one day I'll have to face that. Let me come right. Let me come clean. Let me get scot-free now. And then نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, go to your sheikh, tell your sheikh, this is my problem, this is my problem. And then after that, دَعْ نَفْسَكْ وَتَعَى, and then you are with me, your dunya is jannat. Hey, otherwise, we know the dunya today, what we speak, what halat and condition, whether it's an individual, whether it's a family, whether it's a community, what problems we have. It's like Jahannam we are living in. يَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ. From all sides problems are coming. But we are not even dying and getting out of it. People are even trying to commit suicide and they're not succeeding also. We can't get, and even if you commit suicide, you're not out of, you are worse in the, from the frying pan into the fire. So this is that we have to get, and alhamdulillah, as it has been explained, our mashayikh have come and made us aware of this. Otherwise, we were only thinking, make ibadah, dhikr, tasbih, one way tasbih, and it's enough. No, there's gunas we have to give up. And we have to recognize our gunas. Myself, I sit here, many of us, we lecture, oh, I'm very pious, I'm righteous. And we forget who we are. Our backbiting, our tongue is completely out of control. And just the tongue, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the tongue will lead so many people to the depths of Jahannam. And our tongue is out of control, the lying, the backbiting, the gossiping and all rumor mongering, out of control, so much so that you hear something, it comes on your phone nowadays. And without verifying, you send it to your group. That is enough to qualify you as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We will have Hazrat's program now. And Hazrat is the son, Asad ibn Asad. Halim ibn Halim, Hazrat is the son of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasiya. Hazrat Maqam Arif Billah, Shaykh al-Ajab wal-Ajab, Allah gave such a position. And Hazrat had stayed in his father's company whole life. And the tarbiyat and everything which Hazrat had given to Hazrat Maulana, and today also Hazrat Maulana in the whole world, where and where people are benefiting his majalis, his khulafa, everywhere. And with his wonderful, sweet, kind way. Today we can't take anyone who tells us a little bit about ourselves wrong, we get, he's our enemy, number one. We can't accept the truth today. That is also one, our pride is to that we can't accept the truth. That Hazrat didn't understand me, but Hazrat's way and Hazrat, mashallah, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's way was such a wonderful way how to pull people towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us benefit fully, and Allah Ta'ala reward all the brothers who have come and all the brothers who have organized this. It is all our other friends, Mawlana Musa Kaji, Damat Barakatum, Alhamdulillah, is the Ruhi Rawa of our whole Khanqaya, and he does everything. All the other satis, Allah reward them all. And majalis are carrying on everywhere. So we should take part wherever our heart has an inclination. And those people who are the khulafa of our mashayikh, whoever they are, start majlis everywhere where you are. Make sure the object of giving khilafat is not that we got a certificate of jannat. It is not that the sheikh says, I'm pious, so I've got a... No, it is that we start majalis, and when we start majalis, the most the person who benefits in a majlis is the person who is making the majlis. The other people will benefit afterwards, but the person making the majlis, continuously you're telling them to give up sun. Really, at the beginning you'll think I'm sinless. But the time will come when you'll realize that I'm the one that is sinful. All these are farishta, they are malaika. I am the one that needs all this rectification. The time will come, and when you realize that, inshallah, then you will start progressing. Till we don't realize that I am sinful, we can't progress. And till we don't realize that my nafs is here, and it's damaging my ruh, it's destroying my ruh, till then we can't make progress. Realize we got our ruh, we got our nafs. And nafs is our one number one enemy. And our only enemy which they cause us, nafs and shaitan, our gunas. No community is our enemy. No country is our enemy. Our sins are our enemy. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّ بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. And Allah Ta'ala then uses this enemy, or uses that enemy to punish us. But it is because of our sins that it happened. So our sins are our worst enemy. So we have to fight that, and we have to work towards becoming sinless. As long as a wife or the husband, whoever it is, there is something which the other party is unhappy about. can be a small thing. Your eating habits, your bathroom habits. Till then, you are not, there isn't an open-heartedness. Till we are in the sin of Allah, or we are disobedient to Allah, it can be 1%. How can we get Allah's rahmat to come down? We have to try and live a sinless life. And it's not difficult. Sins we are going to make, but Allah gave us tawbah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should explain that a person who is ba-wuzu, he stays always with wuzu. It doesn't mean 24 hours he got wuzu. He has to go toilet also. He is going to sleep also. His wuzu is going to break. But as soon as he gets the chance, he makes wuzu again. So we call him ba-wuzu. This person stays always with wuzu. So to stay with taqwa is also easy. When your taqwa breaks, just make tawbah, and your taqwa is mended again. And you are back on your path again. So it's not difficult to stay like that. Allah give us tawfiq, and let us benefit fully. And as Maulana explained, when we go from here, then just don't let us go away, but take these messages which have been given so beautifully by the different ulama. Take them, implement them, and let us go further, not backwards. From my side, for myself first and for all of us, let us realize I am full of self. And secondly, let us realize we got our nafs dushman number one. And who is making us make, and let us realize we are committing sin. We are in sin. Don't say in that I'm sinless. Kullukum khata'un. When Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of you are sinners, how can it be that I'm left out from that? That I feel I have to make everyone else right and I'm not right. I have to make myself right. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us listen with open heart. Don't have a pre-gone conclusion about something. Listen with open heart and inshallah we will benefit tremendously.